Good morning. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Tomorrow, a panel in the Florida House is scheduled to take up a bill that seeks to prevent abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. The Healthcare Regulations Subcommittee will hold the first hearing on the controversial proposal. It's called HB 7. Last year, Florida lawmakers passed a law to prevent abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Seven abortion clinics and a physician have challenged the constitutionality of that limit, with the case pending at the Florida Supreme Court. A key issue in that case is whether the 15-week limit violates the privacy clause in the Florida Constitution that has helped protect abortion rights in the state for more than three decades. Much of the current bill would be contingent on the Supreme Court effectively upholding the 15-week law. It would allow abortions up to 15 weeks of pregnancy in cases of rape or incest, but it would require women to present proof that they were victims. A similar bill called SB 300 has been filed in the Florida Senate. Red tide is still killing marine life off the coast of southwest Florida. WMNF's Chris Young reports that the Center for Biological Diversity is calling on government officials to be held accountable for their role.
A red tide is a higher than normal concentration of a microscopic algae and can discolor water a red or brown hue. Red tide kills fish, contaminates shellfish, and causes respiratory irritation in humans. It was found in samples from Pinellas County to Collier County, with the highest concentrations found in Pinellas and Sarasota. And Reagan Whitlock, staff attorney for the Center of Biological Diversity, says that it is turning our waters into a wasteland.
Well, until Florida takes aggressive steps to clean up pollution from agriculture, septic tanks, and failing wastewater systems, the red tides will continue to foul our once pristine waterways year after year after year. It's an unfortunate reality.
Whitlock cites the Piney Point phosphate disaster as an example of an act of pollution that contributes to red tide.
In 2021, the Piney Point phosphate facility dumped 215 million gallons of nutrient-laden waste into Tampa Bay, which fueled a deadly red tide that killed more than 600 tons of marine life in Tampa Bay alone.
He calls on Floridians to reach out to their legislature and advocate for the protection of Florida's bays and waterways. For WMNF News, I'm Chris Young.
A National Association of Historians is sharply criticizing a Republican plan to remake higher education in Florida. The American Historical Association issued a letter earlier this month blasting House Bill 999, which passed its first committee stop on Monday. Executive Director James Grossman says the association is against a number of provisions in the bill, including one that would give university boards of trustees the power to hire faculty members.
Even in the private sector, you won't find a company's board of directors deciding who gets hired other than the CEO. So right now, when you hire a history professor, the other history professors decide who's the best person to hire, which makes a lot of sense. And this bill basically does away with structures like that.
Grossman says the association's members are horrified that the legislation would give politically appointed boards the power to shape how American history is taught at the state's universities instead of leaving decisions about course content to faculty. The Senate's version of the higher education bill is set to be taken up today. Tomorrow, a Florida Board of Medicine rule that bans gender-affirming care for transgender kids goes into effect. This week, a bill that codifies that rule got its first committee hearing in the state legislature. But Regan McCarthy reports members of the transgender community, their parents, and their allies are pushing back. They say gender-affirming care is health care. They say it's life-saving care that helps transgender people to live full and complete lives.
As lawmakers prepared to hear a bill that bans gender-affirming care such as puberty blockers for most transgender kids, hundreds of transgender people and their supporters filled the Capitol's fourth floor. There are people like Paula Pfeiffer, whose daughter Hunter is a model pictured in this month's issue of Vogue, wearing Valentino.
She's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. You would never know that this young woman was born in the wrong body.
Pfeiffer says when her daughter was young, she didn't behave in the ways a stereotypical little boy might be expected to. So Pfeiffer took Hunter to the doctor.
And the doctor said, there's nothing wrong. He guessed that maybe she was either my gay son or my transgender daughter. So I chose to love her unconditionally.
At age 15, Hunter told her mom she wanted to begin using puberty blockers.
She was able to be part of the first generation of transgender children in the United States of America to receive life-saving care. Hunter completed her transition from male to female by the age of 18. She is now 23 years old. She has a Bachelor of Fine Arts from UF. And recently, Hunter walked runways with Prada in Italy and Valentino in Paris.
Pfeiffer says Hunter is the successful woman she is today because of the support she received from her family and the health care she received from her doctors. Without those two things, Pfeiffer says her daughter could have become part of a statistic.
Over 41% of transgender kids die by suicide because their condition is misunderstood and they're not supported by their family.
The National Transgender Discrimination Survey found that 41% of respondents said they had attempted suicide at some point in their lives. Todd McCulligan is a military veteran who, at the age of 56, just came out as transgender and will soon receive gender-affirming care through the VA. But McCulligan says getting that care earlier might have saved a lot of heartache.
But I can tell you what would have happened had I gotten it when I was younger. I would have not been an alcoholic. I would have not had a drug addiction. There are a lot of things in my life wouldn't have happened. High blood pressure at age 10 because of the stress.
Jacksonville Republican Senator Clay Yarborough is behind a bill that would stop most transgender kids from getting gender-affirming care until they're 18. The bill also includes provisions that would allow custody agreements to be revisited if one parent supports a child's wish to pursue gender-affirming care but another does not. And the bill also puts more rules in place for people of any age to receive gender-affirming care. Yarborough says his goal is to keep kids safe.
We have other components in this bill that relate to adults and relate to the expenditure of state funds. But we want to let kids be kids in Florida. The overall goal of the bill is to protect the children of our state.
During a committee hearing on the bill, Plantation Democratic Senator Lauren Book, a well-known child safety advocate, pushed against that idea.
I have spent my life protecting kids. I will spend the rest of my life and my time when I'm no longer in the legislature protecting kids. The parents and adults who are here with these children today want to protect kids. It may not look the way you think it should, but we all want to protect kids.
Book said it's clear. People on all sides of the issue care about this bill because they want what's best for kids. They want them to be successful and happy and to avoid the heartache of things like suicide attempts and drug addiction. But she says not everyone agrees on the path to help kids get there. And she thinks parents are best suited to help their own children make that decision.
We all believe in parental rights, don't we?
I'm Regan McCarthy.
A stray shower is possible this morning with highs in the afternoon near 70. Tonight, clear and cool. Overnight lows in the high 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the low 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM and on the WMNF app.
This daily digest of news headlines was produced at the studios of WMNF Tampa by Taylor Lovejoy.